We are learning Maseches Ma'ariv Katan Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom, beginning of a line. Akol Ha'Meisim Kulo, or all Meisim that someone buries, all Kroivim, all relatives, Matchem Itasai. He pushes the mita. In those days, a lot of times, while they walk to the basic forest, they stop every once in a while to give a hesped. So all Meisim, they go straight. They push the mita straight. They don't stop. Harezim Meshuvach, that's good. It's better for the Meis that we just get him buried. Al-Avaval Imay, but if someone's father or mother, Harezim Meguna. If you go very quick, it's Meguna, and it's a better schos to give a hesped every step of the way, because this way, it's a bigger cover for the Avav Imay. But Hoya Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif, and if you need to do the Hespedim, then you can have to bury them after Shabbos or after Yontif. They have to sit around a long time not being buried. Harezim Meshuvah Sheino Oisal Kuvayt Aviv Imay. There you're pushing the mita and burying him right away for the cover of Aviv Imay. They shouldn't sit around. So therefore, even not giving them as much as Hespedim, but it's worth it for them, for the mace, to be buried right away in order they shouldn't have the tsar of not being buried over Shabbos over Yontif. Zokta Gemara Vayit. I'll call Mesim Kula. On all Mesim, all Kravim, Rotzim Mayit Basakai, Rotzim Mayit. If you want, you could not do so much work, but if you want, you could do work. But Al Ovev on top of Oman Beis, Al Ovev Ima Mayit, but Ovev Ima you have to Mayit. So right away, this is Gemara's Shtigal Pella. Then we say, now I'll do work on in the middle of Shiva, and here it's saying, on Shar Kravim, if you want, you could do work, if not. And on Ovev Ima, you have to Mayit. What's going on over here? So the Rishonim talk about it. And the Mukesh says two pshatim. Either says Taka, this man Yama holds that Masa Omaton is mutter in Shiva. You're not allowed to do Malacha, but Masa Omaton, business is mutter. Might as well don't pass like that at all. So the second pshat is that talking about Dava Ovid. That Dava Ovid you're allowed to do, so if it's Shar Kravim, then you're allowed to work on Dava Ovid if you want. But for Ovid Imai, even Dava Ovid you can't do. Why? Because there's two Isurim by Ovid Imai to do Malacha. B'shas Shiva. One issa is the issa malacha, and that gets waived if it's a loss, a dava avid. But the other reason is, shleis atzel melifkois al avav imay. Shouldn't be mesiach das navelis. So on that, the halacha is that even dava avid you can't do anything. So that would be pshat in the Gemara, dava avid. That's the second pshat, and that's what Shulchan Aruch paskins. That by dava avid, by shar kravim, you could do it if you want. But by avim, you should not do it. And the third pshat is that's going here on shloshim after shiva in the shloshim means, which will be a chiddush. So come out the of imoy, you have to mayit b'masa matan and through shloshim, which is not the minig olam. So al kaparim, we see a shulchan aruch pass the ikap pshat was dava avid, and there's a chiluk by dava avid between kravim, shar kravim, and avav imoy. Zokta gemara vayta more chilukim between shar meisim and avav imoy. Al kol ha meisim kulam rotzu chaylitz rotzay nechaylitz. The halacha is that by Avav Imai, it's not our minig, like the Ramah speaks out, but the Medina de Gemara, the Lacho is, when they do Kriya, they make such a big tear that the whole shoulder pad is disappeared, and the hand comes out of the shoulder pad. Basically, the big hole, the whole shoulder is exposed. It's called that Chalitz Ksefai. So I call it basically Kulim Ratzu Chalitz and Chalitz. If they want, they can expose their shoulder, if not. They have to be chaylitz. They have to go. It's a very big kriya, a very big rip in the clothing. They have to rip off the whole clothing on by the shoulder. There's one time a certain god adar, Shemez Avid, that his father died. We'll see what it is in a second. A certain god adar, his father died. And he wanted to do chaylitz ksefer, because lachlitz, he wanted to uncover his shoulder. But once this god adar was doing it, a different god adar decided he's going to do it also. Well, because God Adar Acha, she imay lachlitz. You want to do it also because the cover of this God Adar. So therefore, the nimna of lechalitz, this God Adar, what happened to, did not do it because he didn't want to cause the other God Adar to open up his shoulder, to open up his clothing over his shoulder. So now, Omar Abaya, who is the God Adar? Omar Abaya, God Adar was Rebbe. God Adar she imay Rebbe Yaakov Acha. So Abaye says, the God Adar, whose father died, his father was Rav Shimon ben Gamil, so that was Rebbe. And the God Adar, so Rebbe wanted Rechel's Ksefai, but Yaakov Acha was going to do it, so therefore Rebbe didn't do it. That's one shot. Vigid Amri, the opposite. The God Adar of Yaakov Acha, and God Adar Shima is Rebbe. And Yaakov Acha wanted to do it, but he found that Rebbe's going to do it, he didn't want to do that to Rebbe. So Gemara is like this. Vishlom Aman, the Yama God Adar Shima Rebbe, if you learn Yaakov Acha was the oven, and the God Adar who wanted to do it as well was Rebbe, hind the nimel of Leichalitz. We understand, right? Yaakov Acha did not do it. He didn't want to cause Rebbe to do it also. But if the opposite case, Elamad Yama, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, if it was Yaakov Ba'acha was, Rabbi was the one who was sitting Shiva, and Yaakov Ba'acha was the one with him, L'chor, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha himself is chayef to be chayef Ksefer. Why? Because who is Nifter? Rabbi's father. Rabbi's father is Shimon Gamil. He's the Nasi. If he's the Nasi, even everyone got to do chayef Ksefer. Everyone has to uncover their shoulder. Kasha. Staka Kasha. It makes much more sense. If the story was where Rabbi Yaakov Acha had the loss, and Rabbi was the one with Imai, then the opposite. Because the opposite, then, really, everyone would be chayev to be chayev to seifa. And then, he wouldn't have stopped doing that. Zog Gemara Vayter. Not a chilek between Shar Kravim and all other five kravim, you could take a haircut after shloshim. After shloshim, we take a haircut. Al ov imoy, you can't. Actually, you got rabbi chaverim. You have an iser tasfaris, iser take a haircut all 12 months, and the only time you have a heter is if someone tells the person that he needs a haircut, and you need at least 30 days for that. At least 30 days, and then afterwards, if you gabar chaverim, you could take a haircut. And unless no one screams at you about it, then you have 3 months. 3 months is a shear. They only let to take care of after 3 months, even if no Yigavar HaChaver. But Yigavar HaChaver, then go earlier. And that's all Agave taking a haircut. Agave shaving is a whole nother shayla. That's a whole nother shayla. It could be that's a quicker, much quicker zman than the din of haircut. Haircut without Yigavar HaChaver is 3 months. It could be shaving is quicker, because there it's normal. It's normal to shave more often. Some say shear 30 days. Some say shear less. It'll be if it's again anyone chas shalom. They have to ask the local Orthodox rabbi. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Akol ameisim kulon nichnas beis hasimcha. Beis hasimcha means a chasana. So on all ameisim. So nichnas beis hasimcha la'achal amadayim. They go into a chasana after 30 days after shloshim. After your base chaydesh, you could only go to chasna after 12 months. So I touched it to be a chasna, but Omer Rav Chana was simchas mereis. Rav Chana says that he said you let it go to base hamishta la'achal amayoyim is only simchas mereis. But he wants the taina that a suda of a chasna, even after shloishim for shar kroivim is also. So Rabbi comes and is machmer. He says, "Hada Tanya, Rashi Rim Rashi, nichz beis hamishta la'achal amadayim for shar kroivim. It only simchas mereis, a regular party. But a suus nesuin, which is a very big simcha, that there it's a very, very big simcha. There even shar kroivim you can't go in for 12 months. That's what he wanted to tie. But Gemara has a kasha on this. So to Gemara, meisvei simcha reis lamadayim. Both simcha and reis lamadayim. You see clearly, simcha is not be reis. Simcha means something else. Means chasana. So it's a kasha on Rabba. Kasha. Taka kasha, and that's taka the halacha that shar kroivim after 30 days can go to chasana and could go to mereis, but the avimai cannot go for 12 months. Ameir master hachi. Ameir has a different version of Rabba. Amar Rabba Chana, but the simcha mereis mutukonis la'alta. That simcha mereis, now we're talking about even of the imai. Simcha mereis, you're allowed to go in the altar. This is going by everyone. Simcha mereis is allowed to right away go into that type of party. Tanya simcha l'shloishim, l'reis shloishim, or even maybe 12 months by someone. So how you allowed to do this? How you allowed to do this? Pashtus, I'm saying, sounds like tomorrow. It's not clear what we're talking about. We're talking about either kroivim or not, but either way, it'll be the same halacha. That the question is, Simchas Reis, which says he can't go into it. Why tell me he could go into it? Well, it depends. Simchas Reis, the minig was, that used to, it was like our version of a kiddush club. It wasn't on Shabbos, but like every week someone else made the party. They had a party, let's say, on Monday night, and every week, they had that divrei Torah, but every week someone else made the party, and they owed, it was like a choy, you had to pay up. So Gemara said like this, to start making this rotation of this party, that you can't start Teich Shloshim for Shar Kravim and Teich Yubeis Chodesh for a Aviv Imay. But per Penusa, to pay back, that's fine. So Rashi, what does mean pay back? That means that if it's your turn to pay back, you can even make the party during Shloshim, because if not, when are you going to pay back?
This was somebody's particular simcha, or is it
general? No, it's general. They had like a suda once a week, and it was like a chayiv. You had to pay back. This is doing with Taras Chayiv, so therefore, if it's your turn, comes out during Shloshim, or during Yubeis Chayiv, by Avimai, you have to pay back. Hav Parnusa, you have to pay back. So that's why it's not a problem of simcha, because you have to pay back. That's the case. According to, that's how one way to learn. Another way to learn is the opposite, that someone's paying him back, and the only time he's going to get paid back is only then. So then he could do it. He could go there, because the only time he's going to get paid back, if he goes to it, he goes to the party at this time. But now he's not going to get paid back. But either way, it means, Barisusa means when he starts it. This change of gears to the Arishusa with a shin. It means when they start, Habpernusa wins, we're paying back. That's the chilek. But like upon him, Allah Allah Alamai says that it comes to Simchas, Shar Krav, after 30 days, but for Avivimai, you have to wait, your Beis Chaydesh. And it's a whole shayla on the Paiskim, what do we go into a Bris Mila? And really, Taisus talks about it. And but Taisus also says, Taisus talks about it, if you look halfway down Taisus, Taisus says, So we paskin that it's not supposed to go to a bris. The Ramah brings down it's not supposed to go to a bris. But Taisa says another side. Taisa says more to the end. Upasak the knisa beloy achila shari, to go into a chasana without eating, it's mutter. Why? Then simcha beloy achila v'shtia. And like I saw in Nitta Gavriel, we said also Shah there's no clear shear at that time. So you want to go into a chasana, say Mazel Tov, it's not a problem. They go into say Mazel Tov if they don't eat anything and there's no music going on. And another thing if we speak out is they can't wear Shabbos clothing either. Then they go in to say Mazel Tov, chasana. The minute a lot of times people go by the pictures, something like that. That's a great time to go to say Mazel Tov. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Akol ha-meisim kulam kareya tafach. All shar kravim, the kriya is the size of a tafach. Al v'imoy, atchi galas libe. Tafach is not enough. You have to uncover the heart. It has to be across the whole chest. You have to have the kriya. Amravo, my kra, what's the pasuk? What do you see? You need at least a tafach. It says in pasuk, v'chazik dove v'vigdav yekareim. He grabbed the bagad and he ripped it. And this is, I think it's, I'm not sure what this exactly was talking about. This is maybe talking about Yoyev, I'm not sure. But it says that he ripped the beggar, or maybe it's talking about Shalom Melech. I'm not sure which thing it's talking about. It's not talking about Shalom Yonison. Yes, this is about Shalom Yonison. It's not talking about his father. It's talking about the regular Kriya. It says it's Tefach. This is talking about a Tefach. Akapanim, Echaz Dovi, Bebegal, Bekreim, Echid, Pachos, Tefach, and Echiza, usually a handful is a Tefach. So that's what you see, the Shir is a Tefach, huh? We're relatives, I know, but. Right, we're relatives. But you see, there's a Kriya. That's a Kriya not of Imai is a Tefach. Kriya, because it's Tsar, of a Karav, or of good friend, but in that case, or is a melech there, it was Alts Melech also, he had to do Kriya Alts Melech. Kitzel Shir is a tafach. I'll call him Asim Kulon, Afilo Lavush, Asara Chalukum, Enekreel Elyon. Shar Kraivim, they only rip one begad, only the top begad. I'll over eat my Kareas Kulon. They rip all the begad, wearing a jacket and a shirt, you rip both the jacket and a shirt. Vapikusoy, Enemakheves. But, it's Rashi Taitcha, it means the hat, your yarmulke, or your hat, you're not going to rip. Other Rishayim learn it means the big day Zaya, that's the undershirt, you don't have to rip. And the Shulchan Aruch has brought them both pshatim. Both pshatim, and they don't have to rip them. Therefore, as a minute, they only rip their whatever they're wearing, their jacket and their shirt, and not their undergarments. And also says the coat also you don't have to rip. That's what's not called. It's just a protection from the elements, that's not called clothing. It's all the clothing that a person is wearing, they rip. By Avvimah. Mashiach of Shark Rev, I'm not. Echad the ish, echad the isha. This halacha of kriya, say a man, say a woman. Rav Shimon Elazar says that an isha has a special way of ripping. An isha karas is a tachton. Just as she's wearing two sets, you know, she's wearing a sweater and a shirt, whatever it is, she's wearing two pieces of clothing. So she first rips the one under it, and then she turns it around to the back, so you shouldn't see the rip. Because when she rips the second time, you don't want to see through. V'chizeres v'karas elyon. Then she rips the elyon, and now you can't see through because the other one's turned around the back. And therefore, you won't be able to see through, and it's more tznius. Al kol ha-meisim kulon, rotza mavdil kamei safa, shloi rotza ne mavdil. So we're going to touch like more like Rashi Kisvei Yad, and not like Rashi over here on the page, Michus Rashi, which means like this. Al meisim kulon, you don't have to rip it through the border. Like the end of the clothing, it has like usually doubled over. So you can just make a rip in the middle of the shirt. You don't have to make a rip from the beginning of the end of whatever we call it, the border of the clothing. The edge of the clothing. You don't have to rip through the edge. You can do it either the middle or through the edge. But over imay mavdol, you have to be mavdol. You have to cut through the edge and make it split into two mamish. It has to be mamish two pieces. Rav Yehuda Eimer called Kriya Sheinu Mavdil Kamei Safash Loi. If you don't rip any Kriya, you don't rip that way, Eina Ela Keres or Tiflis. It's a joke. It's not really called a Kriya because it doesn't look like it's ripped. It just looks like a hole in the shirt. It doesn't look ripped. You have to rip through the edge. Amravo, my time to Ravo. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'chazek b'begodah v'yikriyam l'shnayim. He ripped it into two. Krom. He ripped it into two. He ripped it into two krom. This is talking about when Elisha saw that Eliyahu Navi died. He says, V'yichazek b'begodah v'yikriyam l'shnayim krom. So now, it says already, krom. What is shnayim? Krom, l'shnayim krom. Mashadam v'yikriyam l'shnayim 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 krom l'shnayim. It looked like two. Look like two. It means it's a rip through the edge. It's to be ripped. Zog to Marvai, the Nora Chilik. A column of Kulon, in those days, clothing was very, very expensive. If someone had a piece of clothing, they didn't throw it away. If they got a little room, they sewed it up. So this next Marvai is not so negated to us. A column of Esim Kulon, Shoylil La'acha Shiva, Uma'acha La'acha Shloyashim. All Shakraivim, when they have the rice, the Kriya, so after Shiva, they sew it up in a sloppy way, and they wear it that way. And after Shloshim, they sew it up perfectly. Al over imoy shalach Shloshim. After Shloshim, they could sew it up sloppily. But in the ma'achal elam, you never fix it up completely. You basically have to get rid of it at the end of the day because you're never going to sew it up. In ma'achal elam, especially the ma'av imoy, you can never sew up that piece of clothing forever. Va'isha shows al altar. Ha'isha right away can sew it up sloppily. Why? Because it's not sneezes for her to have ripped clothing. And the Muki Isaac speaks out that even though we said that she puts it in the back and the other parts in the front, so it's not a child that's sneezes, he says still that's called a ganai. It's always a ganai for her to wear clothing that is ripped. It's always called a ganai for her. It's always a ganai for her to have ripped clothing. Others learn this bandiyama is Argun Alamandiyama, who says they have to put it in the back. Yeah. All the mason, if you want, you can do a yad or a kli, whatever you want. I'll over sometimes the mile do a kli because it's a neater cut. So maybe people rather do it with kli. But I'll over ima, you have to do a yad because it's more agvas nefesh that way. And therefore you have to do it biyad in order for the because there, kriya biyad, meira, biyaisa, miris nefesh, agvas nefesh, it's more, the Meiri says, it's more agvas nefesh biyad, and therefore, when Paisim speaks out, maybe the Aruch HaShulchan of Karawaz speaks out that you can start it off a little bit with a kli just to get the, you know, the rip, but you have to do the rip with biyad. On all mason, you have to do the kriya, you'll have to do the kriya even inside. You don't do it outside publicly. They do it publicly. Dafka. Amram Chistav Chen Lanasi. By Nasi also they rice kriya publicly. Meisvei. We learned in a brice. We have a kash. We learned in a brice. Lohushvu. It says this brice is going on a brice that we have later on that says that there's din kriya also on the Nesiim Avesdin, not only of Imoi, not only Krivim, there is a din, a chiyuv kriya on other people as well. That's the Braisa says. So it says in that Braisa that even though there's a chiyuv kriya on other people as well, still says and says there's a din like this. Lehushvul of Imoi ella ichu b'vad. But the only similarity between those people and of Imoi is that you don't sew back up. But smashma, all those similarities are not there. So it sounds like you would not do a barabim by a nasi. My life fill a nasi. Even when it's going to Avesdin and other people there. So it's my life even a nasi. The Gemara loy, levar menasi. Besides for nasi have the same halacha as avimai, that you also do it publicly. But rabbi and Avesdin, that Bryson says rabbi, Avesdin, and nasi. So Rav and Avesdin, they attack it's privately. But Nasi is similar to Av Imai that be publicly. So there's a Maisa. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Nasi HaShachim. The Nasi died. Omer Chisla Rav Chanaba Rav. Kofi Asi to turn over a mortar. V'kum Allah. And stand in it. V'achvi Kriya La'alman. Show everyone that you're doing a Kriya. Show everyone doing a Kriya. You see, you have to do Rav and buy a Nasi. One more Gemara. Al Chacham Chalitz Miyamin. If someone's ricing kriya on a chacham, he rips on the right side. Al avbezdin, is more on the left side. Al nasi mekam mekan. By nasi, he rips on both sides. And what's the halacha by aviv imay? So the rush over here, because it only says here rabbi, it says chacham and avbezdin and nasi. Zok the rush You see from there, rotsa mekan chaylet, rotsa mekan chaylet, rotsa shteim chaylet. They could do whatever you want. And I think the minig is, they do it on the left side, that's where they do it. But Be'etzem, according to the Rosh, according to the Gemara here, for the Rosh Medayik, by Av Imay, they could do either side they want.